Well, Kendall, it looks as though you've wasted your time. Mr. Price isn't the man you're looking for. That means we're back where we started. The killer is somewhere on this ship.
Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
Time for turning in, Kendall. I'll leave you to it. Come on, Sparks. I have a hunch Mr. Kendall would rather be alone right now.
I hardly noticed the skipper and Sparks walk away from me on the shadowy deck of the Tangmar. I was too concerned at the message I'd received from Colonel Hacking assuring me that I was wasting my time checking on the first officer I'd replaced in Sydney, the man called Price. Midnight. 9 days out from Sydney, heading for Papeete and then Jamaica. Already, two of the beneficiaries under the terms of Victor Wedderman's will were dead. Peter Slavin had died in England, and Ben Miller, the likable Australian, had been knifed on the boat deck 6 days before. 6 days in which every clue had led to a blind alley. As I went below to my cabin, I couldn't know that the killer was waiting to strike again.
I'm not in the habit of wearing my heart on my sleeve, Dr. Lawler. I hope I can trust you to keep what I've told you to yourself.
Certainly, Major Challoner. Is that all you came to see me about?
Well, I did rather run on last night, didn't I?
Major, if you're asking me for advice...
I am not, Lawler. In any case, I gave up accepting advice a great many years ago.
Well, then don't you think that it's a little late for this kind of casual conversation? I was just going to turn in.
I'm sorry to have kept you. Good night, Doctor. Oh, you're right. It is late.
Good night, Major.
Oh, well, Ben.
Yes, this was supposed to be your holiday, Martin, my lad. It's proving more exhausting than a... Oh, what now? Yes, who is it?
It's me, Doctor. Edwin Tuker.
All right, come in. Yes, what is it?
You're all right, then.
Of course I'm all right. Why?
Well, I was watching outside, you see. I saw the Major leaving your cabin, and I thought perhaps you might need assistance.
Oh, now, for Pete's sake, Tuker.
Well, we can't take any chances, Dr. Lawler. At this time of night, anything could happen.
Now, if you're trying to imply that Major Challoner is the killer on this ship...
I didn't say that. It doesn't hurt to take precautions. After all, you know, I'm only trying to help you and...
I'm sorry if I seem abrupt, but you could help me a lot more by letting me get some sleep. Do you mind?
You're like all the others, aren't you? You don't like me, do you?
Tuker, I don't like myself much at this hour of the night.
Why is it that people don't like me, Doctor? Is it because they know about my past?
I really don't know, Tuker.
Or is it because they're afraid?
What?
Afraid, Doctor. After all, it's not everybody who has a murder in their past.
Now, look here, Tuker. I don't want to talk about it. Do you mind?
Oh, very well, Dr. Lawler, very well. But if you need me, don't hesitate to call. I shall only be in my cabin. Sleep well, Dr. Lawler.
Yes, I know it would be more charitable to feel sorry for you, Tuker, but No, don't say it, Martin, my boy. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. Now, who the devil... Is that you, Tuker?
No, Goddard, the captain.
All right, come in.
No thanks, Doctor, just checking. Everything all right?
Hmm? Yes, yes, thanks. Except that this cabin is beginning to remind me of Paddington Station.
Well, it's safer that way. Good night.
Good night, Captain.
Hmm.
How the devil in a space as small as this could a man lose his pajamas? Oh, here they are. Get into my bunk before anyone else decides to call. Oh, no. Look, I'm sorry, but I'm in bed. Do you mind? I said I'm in bed. Well, who's there? I don't know what you think you're... There. I must be imagining things. You get to sleep, Letty, the better. Might be better at that. Yeah. I'll get the ruddy light off. Now, look here. This has gone far enough.
What's something wrong, Doctor?
Kendall, was that you knocking just a minute or two ago?
No.
Hang on, I'll let you in. Come in, Kendall. I'm giving up the idea of sleep tonight anyway.
Well, what's up, Doctor?
Well, it started with the Major, then Tuca, and then the Captain making his rounds. See that we're all tucked up. And a few seconds ago, someone knocked at the door and didn't answer. You sure it wasn't you?
Positive.
Would you like a drink?
No, thanks. I'm sure I'd have seen someone if it only just happened.
What about the other passengers? They're all in their cabin?
Seems like it.
Look, Kendall, you know, I'm very grateful and I appreciate that you and the captain are worried, but these midnight checks are getting me pretty edgy.
It's better to have a nervous breakdown than something worse, don't you think?
I suppose so.
It seems a pretty tasteless time to start playing practical jokes, doesn't it? Or was it a joke?
What?
Knocking on your door.
Oh, then you agree I didn't imagine it.
You don't strike me as the kind of person to imagine things, Doctor. Tuker's got the next cabin to you, hasn't he?
Yes, why? Oh, now look here. You don't think that that little... Oh, no. I won't buy that.
Well, if anyone knocked on your door, he's the best bet. The only one who could have got back to his cabin when he heard me coming. Wait.
How do we answer?
Let me.
What?
Lee, what the devil?
Say, what is this, some new kind of parlor game?
You want to see the doctor?
Yeah.
Well, you better come in.
What's going on around here?
Yes, that's what I'd like to know. Doesn't anyone sleep on this ship?
That's why I wanted to see you. I can't. I've been tossing and churning for the last hour. I thought you might be able to give me something, huh?
Is that all?
See, what's the idea of flinging the door open like that, Dirk? What'd you expect to find?
Not you. Someone knocked on Dr. Lawler's door a few minutes ago. When he asked who it was, there was no answer. No one there when he opened it. You see what I mean?
Oh, sounds cozy.
Yes, I think this should do the trick, Lee. Take two with water. You might as well take them here.
Oh, sure, thanks. I'm tired. You think it might be the person we're looking for, Dirk?
I don't know. It could be. Why else would anyone play that kind of caper? Probably want to find out if the doctor was asleep and then...
Yes, I think I'd better take a couple of these myself. I'm wide awake now, anyway.
See, how did your query about the Price guy finish up?
No, nothing. He's in the clear.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you mind letting me in on this?
Not at all. I heard that the mate I replaced on the Tangmar had still been in England when Peter Slavin was killed.
Along with the rest of us, eh?
Yes, but he was another blind alley.
Oh.
What did Major Challoner want with you?
Oh, just an assurance that... something he told me last night would go no further. No, they're always the same, his type. They finally have to tell someone what's eating them, and then they've got something else to worry about. The fact that the recipient might blab it.
Well, I'll leave you, Doctor. And thanks. Night.
Well, I imagine I've kept you up as well, Doctor. Night.
Oh, Kendall. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Well, I wouldn't mind your company for a few minutes more. You've got me on edge now.
All right.
And cigarette?
Yes, thanks.
Which one of us will be next, Doc?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
No, I'm quite objective about it. I'm trying to put myself in the killer's place. First, Slavin, then Miller. Now, why in that order? Why not Miss Fedorov, or the Major, or Tuker, or myself?
Well, I suppose the opportunity was right, that's all.
Suppose that knock on the door was another right opportunity.
It may have been, if you hadn't answered.
You mean that?
Look, I don't want to scare you, Doctor, not any more than I have to, but if the killer's intention is to collect that million...
But I thought you'd pretty well made up your mind that the passengers were in the clear.
Well, I had. Now I'm not so sure. I'm beginning to think that the murderer is smarter than we think. Mm. There's another thing, Doctor. We...
Quiet.
Do I answer?
No, leave it to me. Just stay where you are, Doctor. Testing the door to see if it's locked. I have a feeling that this is our man.
I watched the doorknob turning slowly, carefully from the outside. In the quiet cabin, the faint noise of it was the only sound. It was after midnight. The gun in my pocket felt solid and comfortable in my hand as I stood there, waiting, on the ninth night out from Sydney of this passage of the Tangmar.